Right now, we've got to talk some cricket. We heard about the South Africans, we just heard there, their disappointment in the Prime Minister's 11 game during the week. How are they going to play this summer? How's it going to play out for Australia? Let's find out from one of their best over the last few years is Stuart Clark. I think he's made me say that. Morning, Stuart.
You're still running the same jokes, aren't you?
But seriously, it's got up here on the phone, tear away fast bowler.
Same jokes you've run for 6 years, mate. You can get others, mate. There are plenty out there. You know? But anyway, how are they going to go? Oh, mate, it's going to be hard work for Australia.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's sort of sitting back and going, oh, I think it's going to be a cakewalk. South Africa, obviously a very good team. Got some, you know, some world-class and some legends of the game. I think, well, Dale Steyn's still running around, and Ammer and people like that, who are guys that are going to go down in history as some of the greats. And obviously we're under strength because we've got a few issues with whether it be indiscretions or injuries and things like that. And
yeah.
Mitchell Stark, whether he's fully fit or not, they say he is, but again, who knows?
Yeah, good morning, Stu. Thanks for joining us. It's extraordinary, isn't it? We're the reigning World Cup champions, but we've lost 16 of our last 18 one-dayers. There's so much negativity off the cricket field around Australian cricket at the moment. I think it's almost a relief for fans and the players themselves to see them get back on the pitch this afternoon, and hopefully they can produce some results.
That's a fair point, right? Because the guys, obviously the players, the moment they get a bit of quiet out in the middle of the field because they're actually doing what they love and they're playing the game. There's so many distractions around at the moment with whether it be reviews or, you know, suspensions or injuries or whatever it may be. They must get tired. I know they get tired of it. You know, but it is part of the gig. And, you know, when you take on being part of the Australian cricket team, you know that all comes with it or you get selected. But, you know, I think they're going back to what they're doing now. That's love, and that's the love of playing cricket. Hopefully they can get out and get a win. And as you know, in sport, it doesn't matter which sport it is, winning sort of changes everything and papers over some of the issues that are going on. And, you know, if Australia win games of cricket, we probably wouldn't be having these discussions.
Hey, Stewie, really interested to get your thoughts on this. It's been a tumultuous week for Cricket Australia. Ended up with the chairman resigning effectively, but really had pushed out of the job. And your position as a former player, and also now as a sports administrator, albeit with another sport, what was your take on the week that was for Cricket Australia?
Well, it was an ugly week. Well, it started probably, you know, I can't remember whether the vote to David Peaver to come back in for 3 years was this week or last week, but it was ugly because everyone knew what was in the report. It was going to be damning. There was no question about that. They had the vote. David got himself voted back in, and the board got themselves voted back in for 3 years. And then they sort of handed out the report. Now, there's some pretty smart people running around the world of state cricket and even Australian cricket that went, well, hang on, stop. It was almost like a, you know, I don't want to show what's in the report, put me back in and I'll fix it all.
Well, yeah.
Under your leadership, and whether David Peaver's directly involved, I'm pretty sure he wasn't telling them to use sandpaper. But when you're the chairman of a large organisation, as Cricket Australia is, you've got to be held accountable. James, the CEO, well, he'd resigned, so it was an ugly sort of start when that happened. So guys are, you know, the guy gets voted back in on, you know, I'll fix it, but you're in charge and there was an issue. So things weren't going to end well from there. The rest that's ensued, well, you've got enough people coming out. But I think the ring that's really killing it is the state of cricket, because we've got three blokes out. They're obviously world-class players. But there's no pipeline of players coming through. And back in the old days, you had people half on them. You had the Lehmans and the Bluets and the Matthew Elliotts, Matthew Haydens and the Jamie Siddons. And these guys were coming through. So even if you lost one or two players out of the Australian team, there were these plethora of guys coming through that were great players. At the moment, you're seeing guys that have played the odd game here, maybe got a 50 or, you know, got a few runs in some form of cricket, jettisoned right into the Australian cricket team.
Yeah.
And then when they don't do well, we sit there and go, why aren't they going any good?
Yeah.
Because they've never played. So I think the groundswell from ex-players, me being one, and you know, I think every ex-player has basically come out and said, hang on a second, what the hell's going on here? Because we had a good system. It was working. We were producing good cricketers. And now that seems to be gone. So we've got a cultural issue both in an administration role, but also in a player talent role. And we don't know why, because we've gone to this system that hasn't appeared to work.
Well, Stu, just on that point then, how do you turn that around? Because it's going to take a while for that ship to turn around now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's if you think you're going to walk in and click your fingers and make it all good again, that ain't going to happen, because we need to go back to getting guys playing cricket, and that's good. You know, 2020 cricket's doing it. We then need to go back to getting guys playing hard competitive cricket, and that's
Sheffield
great cricket.
Shield cricket.
Well, it probably starts before that, Ray, because if you go to watch the standard of grade cricket, first grade cricket, that's facing the same problems because guys get to 22, someone turns around and says, "Oh, well, you're too old now." They don't bother playing anymore. Yeah. The grade cricket's just a bunch of 20 and 21, 22-year-olds that are on the verge of being, or that are showing potential. And at 22, 23, when someone turns around and says, "Nah, you're too old now," they stop playing.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, "Oh, well, they're going to play 2020 cricket." Well, if you bat at six in 2020 cricket, you basically face three balls and maybe bowling over if you're lucky.
Yep.
Why are you going to give up 3.5 hours of your day to do that?
Yeah.
You want to bat at six, and you know, if you get 50, you get 50. No one said you got to get 400. But you've got to get blokes playing the game again. You get them playing first grade. They then go and play. And if you don't, if you say, look, it doesn't matter. It's not an age-based thing. If you're doing well, you're a chance to play at the next level. You pick guys that have, you pick them on form, not on age, to play Sheffield Shield cricket. The natural progression is when they get to Australia, they'll be good enough to play. I think we worry way too much about what these train teams are doing rather than the development of players coming through.
Good point. Well, I'm as shocked as anyone. You're making sense this morning, so I mean, this is all good. Now, I know how much you love a punt, Stewie. We've got the news, Tracy.
Mate,
I know how much you love a punt.
More over it.
Australia $1.60, South Africa $2.40. Have you got a high bat maybe for Australia?
Aaron Finch looks like he's in good nick at the moment. He batted well at Pakistan. He's a good short version cricketer. He's captain. I'd be backing Aaron Finch, and he's probably short odds, but I'd be going with him.
Okay, Aaron Finch, high bat, 375 in that one. And just quickly, I know, look, since you famously tipped Green Moon to win, you've also...
I was going to say that. Is it running this week?
No, Green Moon's not running this week.
Oh, damn right.
Just wondered, did you have a tip for the Melbourne Cup?
Not yet. I haven't done the form yet, Jim, but I will be doing it over the next couple of days. And I didn't really, until the barrier draw yesterday, I really didn't want to keep my powder dry.
Fair enough. But
over the next couple of days, I will look at the form. And if you want, Jim, I'll ring you exclusively and give you a tip.
That'd be fantastic.
For you only.
Yeah.
And on that basis, you know I haven't looked at the form, Grant. That's why I'm not answering that question.
That's exactly right. 24 runners this year, Stuart, and it's on Tuesday. So just to let you know.
3,200 metres again this year, is
it? 3,200 metres. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's just incredible. Good on you, mate. We do appreciate that. Good luck for the Aussies today. And we'll enjoy chatting to you throughout the course of this summer.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.